Greetings, Vibug. This is Jerry Barrier, and I'm going to be talking about a Windows-based program called Chicken Nugget. It is designed to enable people who are blind and use screen readers to manage Twitter effectively, and it really does it. So what is Twitter? Well, Twitter is a microblogging program. You can create a tweet, as they call it, and each tweet can contain no more than 280 characters. There is a way to lengthen a tweet, but it's not normally done. It is also possible to include audio, a picture, a web link, and other things with a tweet, but many of the tweets that are put out every day are simply 280 characters or less of text. Why would you want to use Twitter? Well, Twitter is a social networking site launched in 2006, and it is undoubtedly one of the most popular social media platforms available these days. There are 100 million users of Twitter, and each day they pump out 500 million tweets. So it is big. There's a lot of stuff that goes on to Twitter. Twitter can be used to receive news, follow high-profile celebrities, or stay in contact with old friends. You can follow anybody who is on Twitter, and they do not have to confirm as they do on Facebook. You can search for users, or you can search for tweets on a specific topic if you want to. You can also set filters so that you will not see tweets on certain topics. For example, I'm not a sports fan, so I've set filters in some of my timelines so that I don't see anything about football, sports, stadiums, any of that stuff. And you can remove those filters at will also. So the program I'm going to demonstrate is called Chicken Nugget. I don't know why they named it that, but that's what it's called. And it is Windows-based. It is fully accessible, designed specifically for use with screen readers. If you want to download the program, you can get it from getaccessibleapps.com. Chicken Nugget is now up to version 4.71, and it was updated earlier this year, 2022. If you download it and decide you want to learn to use it, I highly recommend that you read the help documentation that's available through the program. There's a lot in it that I won't be covering today, and it is really a very feature-rich program. Lots of customizations that you can do, and lots of things that you can try with it. If you already have a Twitter account, you can open Chicken Nugget and sign in with your Twitter account, and it will walk you through that process. There is an authorization that you have to go through that actually takes you to the Twitter.com website, but it's easy to do. If you do not have a Twitter account, you can set one up through the Chicken Nugget program, and again, it takes you to the Twitter site to make that happen. What I'm going to do now is open Chicken Nugget and go through some of the menus and some of the options that are available.
F6.
I'm going to go to the desktop.
Windows D, folder view, list view, Twitter 42.
And I called the Chicken Nugget shortcut Twitter because I like the sound of that better. I'm going to hit enter on it.
Enter Chicken Nugget, navigation 3 view, to move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. Home, 2 of 4, to move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. Home, list view, Jerry Barrier, I believe my twin brother has too much time on his hands.
You'll notice that I'm on my home timeline. One column is the timeline, and I happen to be on my home timeline. There are others. And if I tab or shift tab, that takes me to the other column, which is a navigation tree view.
Navigation tree view, home, 204, to move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
So before I go into reading some tweets and so on, let's just go up and down the tree view so that you can see what all's here. I'm going to hit home to start at the top.
Home, level 0, timelines open.
So I'm now in a grouping called timelines, and the first one I have is called mentions.
Level 1, mentions 1 to 4.
That timeline contains any tweets that have been received on which I have been mentioned. I'll arrow down. This is the home timeline, and that's where we were when I opened Chicken Nugget.
Direct messages.
Direct messages timeline shows messages between me and another individual. You can send a direct message so that it doesn't go out to all the Twitter users in the world, only goes between you and that person.
Likes.
And likes. That's the last one in the timelines. Likes are messages that I have indicated I like, and I actually like doing that because that saves a message where I can find it easily, and I'm going to be going in here and demonstrate with a couple of tweets that I've saved. For now, though, let's continue down the tree view.
Level 0. Relationships closed. 2 of 5.
We're now in relationships, and in relationships, there are three things. The first one is friends.
Relationships open. 3 items. Level 1. Friends. 1.
And friends are people who I have chosen to follow. And again, if I find a user that has tweeted something that strikes my interest and I think, oh, I want to follow that person so that I receive all of their public tweets, I can do that, and they become my friend. So we're on friends. I'm going to go down. The next one is followers.
Followers.
And those are people who are following me. It's a little confusing. Friends and followers. Friends are people I follow. Followers are people who follow me.
Locked.
And blocked. That would be people that you've chosen to block, and that's self-explanatory. That's the end of that grouping. Now I'm going to go down again.
Level 0. Popular closed. 3 of 5.
Popular is, let's see what's
popular
in there.
Level 1. Liked. 1 of 2.
So popular includes things that other people have liked that I've tweeted.
Retweeted.
And also retweets, which means that somebody has forwarded one of my tweets.
Level 0, sent closed.
And that's all there is in that section. The next grouping is sent, and that contains, I just hit the right arrow to open sent.
Level 1, sent tweets, 1 of 2.
It contains tweets that I've sent.
Sent direct messages.
And direct messages I've sent.
Level 0.
And that's the end of that grouping. So the next one.
Level 1, level 0, list closed, 5 of
5. Is lists. I can designate to receive tweets from a whole bunch of different people. For example, I might set up a list of blind technology users. So maybe I want to see all tweets from a bunch of those people. I would create a list and call it whatever I want to. I have the option of making it a public list or a private list. And I'm going to go in and just read down through my lists.
List open. 4 items. Level 1. At Jerry Barrier / New England Alert. 1 of 4. At Jerry Barrier / Boston News.
Boston News. I have several resources, including WBZ, Boston.com, Boston Globe, and other things. So that's a list of entities such as the Boston Globe.
At Jerry Barrier / National News 9768.
National News. I recently subscribed to the New York Times, and I like having their tweets come into national news because I can very quickly arrow down through a list of tweets from the New York Times, and most of them have a link attached to them so that if I find a tweet on which I want to read the article, I can then go to into my browser, and I'm going to demonstrate that right now. Now, I've arrowed down to a link, and I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I'll go back up and down to it so you can hear the whole thing.
Nidham's on Wednesday night. Aaron Judge, the Yankees outfielder, matched Roger Maris's American League record, hitting his 61st home run of what has been a spectacular season. https://nidhi.ms/3rrka.
So the last thing is a big, long web link, and I usually stop when I get to that point because I don't feel the need to hear those. By the way, I'm going to slow my speed down a little bit. So now, I know there's a link in this, and if I want to go to the link, all I have to do is hit Control-B as in boy or browser.
Opening new window. Aaron Judge hits 61st home run tying Roger Maris, the New York
Times. That's opening my browser of choice, which happens to be Edge. I'm now going to hit the F9 key for the immersive reader.
F9, loading complete. Immersive reader, Micros main.
And I'm going to hit H for heading.
61 homers, Aaron.
And we'll start arrowing down and see what happens.
Article. In one of the greatest seasons in Major League history, Judge, the Yankees outfielder, has matched Maris's American League record for home runs in a single season.
So I can read to my heart's content there, and when I'm done, I just use Alt-F4 to close my browser, and I am back to Chicken Nugget. I'm now going to find my way back to the home timeline, and to do that, I'm going to Tab to get to the navigation tree.
Navigation tree view.
I'm just going to hit the Home button. Which will take me to the top of my list, and then I'll arrow down to home.
Home, level 0, timelines up, level 1, mentions, home.
There's home. Now I'm going to hit the Tab key, and I am on my list. I am going to hit home to go to the top. I have mine set so that the most recent tweets are at the top, but you can have them at the bottom if you choose to.
Home, Globe ideas. Can a woman's hair set off a revolution? The intensity of this new wave of protest can be understood only against the background of recent Iranian history. Set.
I tend to listen to just enough of a tweet to know what it is, and then I arrow down to the next one, or I hit Control-B if I want to open whatever it's linked to. So let's just go down through a few of these, and I'll let you hear a little bit of them.
Apple Vis trending on at Apple Vis, exploring whether dual frequency GPS on the iPhone 14 Pro makes a meaningful difference to real world navigation. Blog post HTTP. Stephen R. Covey, how do your personal experiences affect the way you view others? Thought balloon number, unconscious bias number paradigms. https://twitter.com/.
Okay, let's say I want to send a tweet, Control T.
Control T, tweet 0 of 280 dialogue, tech.
So it's telling me I have 280 characters, so I'm not going to actually send this tweet, but I'll type some characters in here.
Not it, the top for me to set a tweet. H. Through.
Okay, so I typed a little sentence there.
Nugget, period.
Now, if I tab, it's going to tell me how many characters I have left.
Tweet 62 of 280 dialogue. Spell check, dot, dot, dot.
So I still have a bunch of characters. I'm going to go back to the actual text here so you can hear it.
Text, edit, type and text. Now is the time for me to send a tweet through Chicken Nugget.
Now, I want to tab through here so that you can see what some of the other options are.
Spell check dot 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 button to activate. Press post more than 280 characters. Checkbox not checked.
The
check.
There is a checkbox there if I wanted to really post something longer. And what it would do if I did that is it would create a compressed URL that someone would have to go to read the rest of the tweet. It really only shows 280 characters, but it gives you a web link you can go to for whatever is left if you've tweeted something longer. I'll tab again.
Attach image dot 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 button to
I can attach an image.
Attach audio dot 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 button to activate. Press schedule tweet checkbox not checked. To check press spacebar.
I can schedule the tweet to go out later.
Send button to activate.
And I can send. Now you notice it said that I could attach audio. There actually is a way to record audio through the Chicken Nugget Windows app. I don't think I've ever used that, but you can do it. You can also attach an audio file if you choose to do it that way. So if I hit the send button, it's gone. And within a minute or so, it goes out to the world. And anyone who's following me or anyone who would search publicly for one of the words that I used in that tweet would find that tweet. And they could then decide to follow me if they wanted to or whatever. So I'm going to cancel that.
Cancel, but enter. Home list view. Stephen R. Cody.
I'm now going to do a search. You can either search for a string of text, and it's a simple search. I don't think there's any way to use operators to refine the search. The other option is to search for a user. And the search command from your timeline is control slash.
Control slash. Search dialog. Search term edit type.
I'm going to search for Vibug Boston, which is the Twitter name for the Vibug account. So I'm going to type in Vibug Boston. No spaces. And I am now going to tab.
Vibug Boston. Search type tweets radio button checked.
And I don't want to search for tweets. I want to search for a user by that name.
Search type users radio button checked. Two of two.
I arrowed up and it told me users. And there are only two options, either text or users. Now I'm going to tab.
Search button to act.
And enter for the search button. It says Vibug Boston friend and follower. That means I am following Vibug and Vibug is following me. Isn't that nice? I'm going to hit enter to get some details.
Enter. Details for Vibug Boston dialogue. Screen name read-only edit. Vibug Boston.
Now I can tab through here.
Name read-only edit. Vibug. Use your reading
That's
key to read the text.
Name.
Bio read-only edit. Use your reading.
Let's see what the bio is.
Top of file. Vibug is dedicated to advancing access to computer applications, software and hardware by the blind and visually impaired community. Software.
And that's it. I'm going to tab again.
Relationship read-only edit. Friend and follower. Location read-only edit. Greater Boston. Use your reading keys to
Greater Boston.
URL read-only edit. http://t.co/fdfpm.
It gives an encrypted URL here, but I did try it, and it took me right to the Vibug website.
Statistics read-only edit. Use your reading keys to read.
Here are some poor statistics. We have not been using Twitter very much at Vibug.
Followers, 52.
52 followers.
Friends, 86. Tweets, 46.
Only 46 tweets.
Likes, 7. Likes, 7.
And that's all. So it showed us friends, followers, tweets, and likes. I'm going to tab again.
Verified read-only edit. No, use your reading.
I don't know what it means to be verified.
Protected read-only edit. No, use
I'm also not familiar with protected. I think if you protect your account, you can restrict it so that people can't follow you and so on.
View timeline button to activate. Press.
This next one is interesting. It says view timeline. I'm going to hit enter on it, and it will actually open the Vibug timeline.
Enter.
And it doesn't say anything, but if I hit escape now to get out of this dialog box.
Escape. Timeline for Vibug Boston. List view. Vibug Boston.
I'm on the Vibug timeline. Let's see what the most recent tweet was. I'll go to the top.
Home. Vibug Boston meeting in progress. 3 years ago. Easy Chirp. Wonderful.
And that was probably for me because I was using a program called Easy Chirp at that time. And I tweeted that the meeting was in progress. So let me just arrow down here.
Vibug Boston Vibug meeting time and room are changed for today due to a conflict. We are in building 5, room 233 from noon to 3 o'clock. 3.
That was 3 years ago. I'm going to go all the way to the bottom and see what the first one is.
And Vivek Austin Next MTG Sat 11/12 at MIT Twitter Gadget Day and Elections. Go to Vivek.org for details. 11 years ago Twitter for iPhone.
Now this timeline will remain active in my list of timelines. Actually, it's all the way at the bottom of my list of groups in the navigation tree. It will remain active until I close Chicken Nugget. And at that point, it will go away unless I change one of the settings. And it may be a good idea in some instances. You may want to keep a timeline and always have it available to you just to see what somebody's up to. So I'm going to hit the Alt key and arrow right until I get to timelines.
Menu bar, application, compose, tweet, T, user, U, timeline, L.
Now I'm going to arrow down.
Persist across restarts, P.
If I hit enter on that, that checks that. And from now on, when I open Chicken Nugget, one of the timelines that shows up will be Vibug Boston. Let's try it. I'll hit enter.
Enter menu bar to navigate. Press left or right.
And I can always undo that later if I choose to. So I'm going to get
Escape.
Out of here. And I'm going to go back to my home timeline.
Navigation tree view. Home level. Level. Home. Home list view. Stephen R. Cove.
And I'm going to close Chicken Nugget and reopen it.
Chicken Nugget. Navigation tree view. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. Home. 204. To move through.
And it starts on the last timeline I was in, which was home. I'm going to go to my navigation tree with tab.
Navigation tree view.
I'm going to go all the way to the bottom.
End. Level 0. User timelines closed. 6 of 6.
And it says user timelines. I'm going to right arrow.
User timelines opened. One item.
And I'll arrow down.
Level 1. Timeline for Vibug Boston. One.
There's Vibug Boston. Now I'm going to do a different kind of search. I'm going to search for a string of text. Molasses flood. So I'm going to do control slash.
Control slash. Search dialog.
I'm going to type molasses flood.
Flood. Search type.
I tabbed. I'm going to
search cancel button. Search term edit. Molasses flood. Search type tweets radio.
Okay. I'm set to search for tweets, and that's what I want.
Enter. Home list view. Stephen R. Covey. Escape. RT at Red Sox Pro 2JD runs like he just survived the great molasses flood 2 days ago. Twitter for iPhone. Nashua Liberan, in honor of our free Nashua Reads events this week, we pulled out number Nashua High School's 1919 yearbook to take a look back at what life was like for seniors during the time of the great Boston molasses flood.
The reason I showed you those tweets is because I think the ability to search on a specific topic is one of the greatest features of Twitter, and it works very well with Chicken Nugget. You can search for just about anything you can imagine. If somebody has ever tweeted about it, you'll be able to find those tweets, and often they are connected to websites. Here is one way to follow someone. I'm going to go back to Chicken Nugget.
Chicken Nugget, Jerry Barrier, search for molasses flood.
And I'm in my search that I did for molasses flood, and I found a user here who sounds kind of interesting, so I want to follow this guy.
Red Sox Pro 2JD runs like he just survived the great molasses flood 2 days ago. Twitter for iPhone, 6 of 53.
So I'm going to hit the Alt key and arrow right to user.
Menu, compose, see, tweet, T, user, U.
And I'll arrow down to follow.
User menu, details, dot, dot, follow, F.
Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. 2. Follow user dialog. Select user to follow. Edit combo. Red Sox Pro 2. 1.
And it shows his username, so I will hit enter again.
Enter. Search for molasses flood list view. Red Sox.
And I'm following him. That's all there is to it, and it's a very similar process when you want to unfollow somebody. We just had a hurricane. If you wanted to find out everything you could about that hurricane, everything that's been tweeted about it, you could type Hurricane Ian in the search box and set it to tweets, and it would bring up a listing in date time order, starting with the most recent, for all the tweets that have been tweeted publicly about that. Chicken Nugget gives you the ability to translate files from another language. If you happen to receive a tweet that you can't understand, it will translate it to your system language. You can OCR images from within Chicken Nugget, and you can play audio files. I hope you've enjoyed this little demonstration, and I hope you'll give Chicken Nugget a try. It really is a great program.
When someone is protected, Jerry, they have to ask permission to follow you.
Okay.
If they try to follow you, get a notification. And also, you can't retweet a protected tweeter's tweets.
Very good. Do you use Chicken Nugget, or what do you use for Twitter?
I either use the website if I'm on my PC, or I use Twitter for iPhone.
So you use the regular Twitter website?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you use the accessibility features, such as turning off the virtual cursor and then using J for next and all that?
Well, I would if I were in JAWS, but I'm on my PCs have Linux, so I just use
Oh, okay.
Firefox and Orca.
All right.
And those similar features are in it, like browse mode and focus and all that stuff. I do it when I need to.
One quick tip about searching, I think it's throughout Twitter, but in Chicken Nugget definitely works. If you put a, if you want to see tweets for a conference and you don't want to see all the retweets about it, you can put your search space dash RT for retweet. It'll eliminate any retweets in that feed. That's a handy trick. And my question is, have you posted pictures before with Chicken Nugget? Is it a simple-ish process to go through?
I have not done it. I have posted audio a couple of times. It's been a while, but it's not difficult at all. There are menus that you can find all those things.
Okay, I'll look through there. I'm a Chicken Nugget user.
Yeah, those would all be on the tweet menu.
If you used, I think it was control slash, and then you typed in the information you were searching for, is that a standard or is that just a Chicken Nugget thing?
I believe that is a Chicken Nugget command.
Is this only computer-based or can this be used on your iPhone as well?
There are many, many Twitter apps that can be used on the iPhone. One very popular one these days is called Spring. And I think David mentioned that he uses just the Twitter website or the Twitter app on the iPhone. So there are lots of them. But Chicken Nugget itself is a Windows-based program.
But for you, you mostly tweet on your computer. Is that just because it's easier or is it personal preference?
Personal preference.
Thank you, Jay, for the great presentation. As usual,